We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 16, page Aleph Tarpaz, Volume 6. You can send us your questions to Kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson.
Part 15, Building Nukba of Zeranpin. It's a very important part. Who's Nukba of Zeranpin? The Shechina, the group, the bride, and so on and so on. The creature, actually, that same creature that has to reach that resemblance to the Creator. By building the Nukba of Zeranpin, we see the whole process that the creature goes through. Actually, there is nothing more than creating this Nukba. From the beginning of creation, from the something out of nothing, which is the act of the creation, the only act of creation, until the end of the process, that little point of something out of nothing, when she finally reveals who is that something that created her, when she resembles him. That part of the path she goes through, attaining herself, who is she without him, that with disconnection, which we call exile, and part of the path when she starts resembling him, and in that way attaining him, clinging on to him. So it all begins and ends in Nukba of Zeranpin, that same Malchut, that same Shechina, that creature. And we are all parts of her. Also, when we look at history in this world from the Adam Rishon, through all of the process that we explain with Abraham and Bavel, Babylon, Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, the three lines that from Jacob starts the Katnud, the Gadlut is already called Israel, and so on and on. And that's why from Katnut, which is called Yaakov, Jacob, through Egypt, the desire to receive that is added. There's already the ability to start growing, and with the exodus of Egypt, all the corrections start, and then from that structure that, on one hand, has the form of Yaakov and Chagat, and the Nehi was just added in Egypt, that we build one on top of the other, we receive the form of Chagat Nehi in the three lines, and it's all organized in the way of Yeshar Kel, that's already building the first temple, and so on, and then the second temple, which is the Katnut, not Gadlut of Zeranpin, but Katnut of Zeranpin, and then the destruction of the second temple, and this is already Malchut and Galut, or Shechinta and Galut, Malchut and exile. And now, as state that after the exile, we're starting to raise up from the dirt, from the dust, from the exile. And all of this we can learn from this part, number 15, in Tas. The building of Nukba of Zeranpin, Malchut Shamayim, Malchut from the heavens, from the above, Malchut which governs on all the creatures, because through her we receive everything. Everything comes from her. We want her to control us, to govern us. That means that we are in her, that we are devoted to her. She is controlling us. In the measure that we don't devote ourselves to her, so she still controls us, only in concealment. As much as we devote ourselves to her, we can discover how much she is controlling us, and that is called revealing the Creator to His creatures. How am I part of Malchut? In what way am I connecting to others? How is she organizing me inside of her? How is the light working in the connections between us? All of this is actually the subject of revealing. And that is actually our life. And the meaning of creation, the purpose, is for us to know the whole structure of Malchut in all its little details, and all the lights that fulfill her, and all the forces that are working inside of her, in her fullness. That is called Gemar HaTikun, in the complete attainment of the Creator to His creatures. And except for that Malchut, we don't attain anything. We only attain whatever is in Malchut. So even that Malchut and Atzilut is supposedly some little dot that is the end of the word of Atzilut, there in the border, in the parsa between Atzilut and Bia, it just seems like that to us. But actually, everything that is below the Malchut, in the worlds of Bia, of Pouda, or when Bia, that it splits into Kedusha and Tuma, and this world on the bottom of all those worlds, and everything that's above Malchut HaTzilut, which is called Tet Rishonot, the first nine qualities that are above Malchut and up to Ein Sof. So everything above Malchut and below Malchut, it's all in order to cause that building of Nukba de Zeranpin, building the Malchut herself. And the rest we will learn from the part itself. Our purpose of this part is to identify with the Malchut. And every state we study, we have to be in it. Emotionally, intellectually, just be in it. And the most important thing is, to be in Malchut means that I am connected with all of her parts, meaning with all the other souls. Those who attain the Creator are already in practice of the souls of the righteous that were in the past and exist today. Those who want to be the new righteous people, all of our friends, that all together we, only in the unity between us, we can enter this state which is called Malchut of Atzilut, Nukba de Zeranpin. Whoever doesn't put that condition in front of them, that through the unity with the others, with the friends, with the group, not to depict some state of that isn't realistic. This is my group of 10, this is my group, or the world, Nei Baruch. This is my place. This Malchut is already depicted in front of me, and whatever I can study, I start picturing, imagining how I can implement these actions in the relations between everybody. Please. Now, if we read and we don't understand, what is he talking about? What are these words? Doesn't matter at all. We just have to think about what I just said. I am integrating with everybody together, in some structure called Shekhinah, that in her the Creator dwells, and it is being revealed to me to the measure that I'm connected to everybody. That's it. That's enough. Item A. Know that while the Ibul of Zon in the upper Ima, in Bina, then Zeranpin was in Bchinat Vak alone. He was small, katnut. Even though it's Ibul, but he says Vak. And the Nukba was in Bchinat one point, dot, that is included of Yud, 10 points, which is the Bchinat Malchut, that is in her alone. What does that mean, Malchut, that is in her alone? It's a little point, a little dot, that has nefesh de nefesh, or just nefesh from the lights, and keter of the vessels. That when he says malchut, it means malchut of orot, of the lights. And if we're talking about the vessel in that point, so it's the kli of keter, right? Kli the keter with the light of malchut. That is called a point. And then, when she is in that state, Zeranpin and Vak and Nukba and Nekuda in a point, and they are both in Ima Ila, the upper Ima. Why does he say Ima Ila? Because in Atzilut we have Abba Ve'ima, Israel Saba, Ve'tvuna. So when we're speaking about Ima Ila, upper Ima, so we usually mean Abba Ve'ima, and not Yishsut. And then, when the Zon are there, they are there in Ibul, in conception, meaning they disappear inside of Abba Ve'ima Ila'in. And then, by the Ibul Yenika Mukhin, which are the three stages where the Nukba grows, she grows on the account that all of the desires that are rise up to her through the souls that want to be corrected. These desires want to cause unity, even though up till now they're not corrected and they're just causing separation and a distance. But by their prayer, by them raising man, that all of those disturbances specifically become a good force that strengthen the connection between them. That happens in three stages called Ibul Yenika Mukhin. Then, Bchinat Zeranpin grows, that one who influences the Nukva, for her to be able to receive powers of bestowal more and more and more. In the stages called Ibul Yenika Mukhin, Zeranpin supposedly grows in the eyes of the Nukba, and she can receive those powers of bestowal from him. She is ready to be bestowing on her own. She's ready to cling on to him in the form of bestowal too, that they'll both be in Dvikut, until Yud Sfirot, the 10 Sfirot, are completed, as we know. That is actually the purpose. In the Ibur of Zon and Abba in Ima, or Ima Ilah, yeah, that is where they grow till they come to 10 Sfirot. From 1 Sfira to 10 Sfirot. Okay? What, Bensi?
After your comment that Malchut means to be connected to the 10 parts of the souls,
Malchut includes in her all of the souls. That's why she's called the bride, Kala, from the word Kalal, the whole.
So what we're reading about the condition of Zon, is it a reflection of the condition of the souls?
Malchut is the eternity, the including of all the souls that, for now, they don't have any connection between them, but only in potential. only if in that potential they have the ability to be revealed as connected in Malchut, then she's caught a point that it still isn't revealed in her, that ability to be in connection between the souls. And Zeranpin is then in the smallest state, which is called Vak. Because Malchut doesn't demand any forces from him, she can't. But still, it's a state where she exists in some connection with him. But it's not a correct connection. It's ach be'ach. Not in the will of the Creator, not in the desire of the Creator, in the creation, that they are in a connection. It's like the initial connection. But there's at least a discernment in what state they're in. To such an extent that they start scrutinizing, and Malchut can feel that she wants to rise up to Bina and receive the quality of bestow in order to cling on to Zeranpin even more, her bestower. To her, he is the form of the bestow. That the fact that the Creator, Boe, come and see, he keeps revealing himself to us according to what we can stand him. That's why it's called come and see. More than this, I can't show you. Like he told Moshe, I can't show you my face, but only my posterior. That's it. And so on. So those forms of the creature and the Creator is the relations between Malchut and Zeranpin. Yes.
If I see any motion of Malchut towards Zeranpin, is there any connection of the souls that caused Malchut to make that move in the direction of Zeranpin?
I didn't understand.
If I'm reading about an action of Malchut who wants to come closer to Zeranpin, who wants to do a certain action, can I learn from it that inside the souls there was emotion from their part which caused Malchut to make that movement towards Zeranpin, because without the soul Malchut cannot move?
Right, correct. The question is just who called it. Of course the light and the Creator caused it, but we are scrutinizing. All of Tas actually speaks about two parts: how the light works from above, how the man rises from below. It explains all of that connection. What is the wisdom of Kabbalah? The connection between the creature and the Creator in a mutual way, how it works between them. The only problem is that we have to scrutinize the reasons or the circumstances for raising man. That's our work. Okay? Yeti.
You explained before that Malchut, it says here, that she's actually a point.
A point because we can't connect. That's why she's a point. And that point comes from above. It's not us. That's the state, the initial state. How do you call it? The preliminary state. That is what is given.
So in our words, we can call it the point in the heart?
I don't want to let go of it. Not a point in the heart. It's the root to our future connection. The point in the heart isn't that root. If I say something today, you'll hear it 2 years from now and think I said something about the state that you're going to be in. That's why I can't say something that isn't precise.
And Ima is actually the same feeling of connection between the soul, the corrected feeling of their connection, of their unity. This is what Ima is?
I also can't answer that question.
Ima, mother, is the group.
I can't answer you about this because then you're going to interpret this to all the other places. So, incorrect everything you said. Don't start this and this and this. Okay? Let's keep going. Item 2. And when Malchut is in the upper Ima, her growth isn't only by the Zeranpin itself. So even though Malchut is in Bina, she grows only by Zeranpin, which is with her in Ima. Only by the middle of Zeranpin itself. Because Imaila, when she raised him, helped him grow, first she grows him. He got more power to grow the Malchut, so he can take care of her. And later on, that Prinat of growth came out of Zeranpin with the help of Tiferet. Tiferet or Zeranpin is the same thing. That force of growth that Ima gave Zeranpin, through Zeranpin it comes out and passes on to Malchut. And then Malchut grows too, till her purpose of the growth, where she was supposed to get to by receiving from Zeranpin, which is until she also completes full 10 sefirot, which are in her. Also with Iburi Nika Mochin, Katnut, Gadlut, the whole process. What's the difference? That Bina, Imaila, takes care of Zeranpin, which is in her, and through Zeranpin she can take care of Malchut, which is in her. And Malchut doesn't receive directly from Bina, only through Zeranpin. That's what he said in general. Of course that all these parts, what we're reading about right now in these sections, are just like headlines for the whole chapter. There's no questions about this, right? Okay, so we'll go to item 3, because... And later, she must, she's obligated that all the time that the Malchut didn't grow, that the same 10 Sefirot are lacking from Nukba will be included in the Tet Sefirot in him, because it is known that it is not up to the Yesod. And the Nukba completes to 10 Sefirot. And then there are 19 Sefirot. His 9 and her 10. And they are called a tenth of Nukva, because she is the tenth to him. And then he is completed in 10 Sefirot in her, because he is only 9. And she has 10 Sefirot too. Again, and later on, when is later on? It's not understood. Oh, sorry, it's initials of even though. I was confused. And even though she must, she's obligated that every time Malchut doesn't grow yet, that those 9 upper Sefirot, because she's only a point, that are lacking from the Nukva, will be included in Zeranpin, in the 9 Sefirot, in him, as known. It only comes up to the Yesod, and the Nukba completes him to 10. Meaning, the Nukba is only one point that completes Zeranpin to 10 Sefirot, and she is only one point. He completes her in the 10 Sefirot that he gives to her. And then, they are together, 19 Sefirot, 10 Sefirot of Zeranpin, and 10 Sefirot of hers. And it is called a tenth, because she is the tenth to him. That's clear, right? With his nine. And then he is completed with 10 sefirot together with him, because she completes him, and she also includes 10 sefirot. So why is it 19 and not 20? So we are going to scrutinize all of it below. So they complete each other. He's already saying something else, that in the deficiencies, Malchut and Zerah Anpin, they complete each other, and then they can receive the fulfillment. He receives fulfillment by the upper Binah because he has to pass the fulfillment to Nukba, and Nukba from him has to fulfill because her deficiencies are through the souls that rise up to her and are included in her. Yes.
Alexei from the Haifa group is asking, why doesn't Bina take care of Malchut directly?
We will study this. Well, first of all, it comes from Dalet Bchinot of Or Yesher, the four phases in direct light. We understand that Bina can give birth to Malchut right away. It's the quality of bestow that resembles Keter, that doesn't want anything. That's Garda Bina. Zadda Bina already plans, how am I going to resemble Keter? Not that I don't receive, but that I'll also give. Right? That's it. What does it mean to give? If it's the Creator giving, so He's giving. What is it called that I'm giving? And then she starts thinking, in order to give, I need to repeat that same act of creation, like the Creator created the creature. So from the root came out Bchina Aleph. Same thing. She, Garda Bina, is thinking, how can she, with Zad the Bina, she's already thinking about actually bestowing, what does she have to do? What will it be called that she's now giving to the Creator? So she's repeating the action that the Creator did. If I take the desire to receive, that's in Bchina Aleph, and receive in it, in order to bestow, am I doing an action that resembles a Creator or not? So who's the Zerah Anpin? Zerah Anpin is the desire to receive from Bchina Aleph and the desire to bestow of Bchina Bet. Bchina Gimel is the sum of the two prior Bchinot. Why is he called small? Because his Rosh is in Bina. He doesn't decide on his own. He's just a result, a direct result of Bchinat Keter. Whatever comes out right now, even the reactions that come from the creature, those reactions all come from Keter by the light that fulfills the vessels. And that's why it's still not called a creature. Even though Zerah Anpin receives in order to bestow, that's how he is made. And that's it. He has nothing of himself. Through that, the Malchut is clear to us. Meaning, after the creature, which is Bina, wants to make her action similar to the Creator, like Keter did to Chochma, Bina did to Zerah Anpin, and supposedly what she's doing to Zerah Anpin is what she is returning to the Creator, but that action is an automatic action. There's still no creature here. There's still no separation from the upper light. It was all still done by the order from above, the command from above. And then it turns out that she starts receiving the desire in this, the desire that now she wants to enjoy that act of bestow, that she has discovered in Zeranpin. And from that, the Malchut comes out as a desire to enjoy, bestow, not receiving. That in the bestow, I discovered a pleasure that I want to enjoy. That's Prinat Dalet. Well, continuation still to come. We got in this a bit deeper. We'll talk about it later. And
so let's sing a song together.
כולנו שואלים את השאלה של מה הטעם בחיים רק אם נתאחד נצא מההסתרה עכשיו אנחנו